One of the bishops receiving the pallium is the new Archbishop of Los Angeles, California, Jose Gomez. It is the second time he has received the liturgical garment since previously he had been Archbishop of San Antonio, Texas. On the eve of the ceremony, Philippa Hitchens spoke to him in St. Peter's Basilica about the importance of the event.
Sure, I'm very happy to be here, and it is especially beautiful for me because first is the second time that I received the pallium, because I received the pallium when I was the Archbishop of San Antonio in Texas, and now as the Archbishop of Los Angeles. And it is also beautiful because it's the 60th anniversary of the ordination of the Holy Father to the priesthood. So I think it is a day of joy and celebration for the whole universal church. I'm very happy.
What is your message to your Catholic people back home on this important occasion?
Well, I think in the first place, the unity of the church. How we all are really the family of God. In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, as you probably know, we have a lot of cultures come together, living together and having the same faith. We have Mass in 42 languages every month. So it's a beautiful reality of the universal church. Well, tomorrow, I understand close to 40 archbishops receiving the pallium. It's just a beautiful manifestation of the faith and the unity of the whole people of God in the universal church. So I hope that we all take advantage of this special moment to reflect on how beautiful it is that we are the family of God.
You're taking over there in the biggest archdiocese in the United States. As you say, a very varied, colorful population from many nations. What do you see perhaps as your most challenging priorities right now?
Well, first, since I moved to Los Angeles, I have witnessed the beauty of the faith of the people of Los Angeles. Any place that we go in the archdiocese, there are lots of people with a lot of faith. They participate in the parishes, in the celebrations. It's just beautiful to see that. It's an active and alive. Our faith is alive in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. The challenge is, as it is in the Universal Church, and the Holy Father has said that many times, that we as Catholics should have always the desire to know our faith better. So education in our faith, I think, is essential for the present and the future of the Church. Because the more that we know our faith, the more that we can love God. So I think that's the first challenge. We also need vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. We need to strengthen Catholic education through Catholic schools and the programs of religious education. And then the immigration issue that is important for all of us. And in this economic crisis, make sure that we take care of the poor. So those are different things that are there. But the first is, as it was the result of the synod in the Archdiocese several years ago, evangelization, education in the faith.
The Archdiocese is still reeling, isn't it, from the huge payouts, hundreds of millions that were made in the sex abuse cases for victims who came forward after maybe many decades. How much is this, do you think, going to hamper the work as you look to these priorities?
Well, I think our first concern has been making sure that we take care of the victims and all their needs. I think it was a tragedy for the Universal Church that these things happened in the past, and we are trying to make sure that through the programs of protection of children that we have in the Archdiocese and every single diocese in the United States, we make sure that these things never happen again. And we are totally committed to the protection of children in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and, for that matter, in the United States. I think we are still in the process of healing, but as I said before, the faith of the people in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles is very strong, and as people of faith, we trust in God's love and presence and mercy in our lives, because I think it is important for all of us, as I was saying this morning in the celebration of Mass, that we never forget that God is a merciful God that is always present in our lives.
Finally, on a more personal note, you, of course, are a member of Opus Dei. I'm wondering, what does this particular training, this particular background, what do you think this will bring in a particular to your new ministry in L.A.?
Well, I think the spirituality of Opus Dei is a beautiful spirituality, and one of the important aspects is the universal call to holiness that the Second Vatican Council reminded us, so that we all are called to holiness and the perfection of Christian life in our daily life. In whatever we do every day, we are called to be committed and faithful Catholics and children of God. So I think that spirituality is very proper and timely for what we need in the Universal Church and in the United States and in Los Angeles.
Thank you very much indeed. Welcome.